What if the most important leadership work you ever do is totally indirect? I teach leadership to grads and undergrads at Cal. I think about leading all the time. I try to inspire, challenge, encourage them. I'm the show, but I'm just a coach. And I know some of these young people are going to do bigger things than I ever have or will. One's running for Congress in 2018. Another, just 24, got a huge job at Symantec. One is finishing 2 years of Teach for America and can put on her resume that she is godmother to a 16-year-old's baby girl. I have no illusions. I work with them today, but they will do far more than I tomorrow. So some of those people reporting to you, some of those clients or customers, and certainly your kids and grandkids, may do more amazing things than you can even imagine. In the written form of this reading for leading is one of the coolest graphics I've ever seen because it tracks the power of mentorship over time. Sports buffs will recognize the names of three of the most successful NFL coaches. If you want to picture the tree, it shows Bill Walsh at the top of one tree, then Marty Schottenheimer below him, and then Bill Parcells below him. The tree that descends, so to speak, from Bill Walsh has approximately 30-some head coaches who got jobs after working with him. Marty Schottenheimer, another 12 or so, and Bill Parcells about 10. These three tree trunks were highly successful in their own right. Walsh won 3 Super Bowls, Parcells' teams won 2, and Schottenheimer has the most wins of any coach who didn't take a team to the Super Bowl, an odd tribute. But sports buffs will recognize that each of these coaches produced even more amazing, shall we call them offspring, who won many, many Super Bowls. And, well, yes, I have to admit, my long-suffering Detroit Lions brothers and sisters will also note that the tree holds 5 Lions coaches who never got close to the Super Bowl. Well, with March Madness upon us, we can't deny Bobby Knight was a great coach, but his mentee, Coach K, was far better. And Coach K has had 7 of his assistants become full-time NCAA coaches. So as March Madness begins, it might be worth taking a minute to look at your, call them, assistant coaches. See what they add. Ask how you can use them more and better. And ask them what's next for them and how you can help. I read an article that in 2006, there were no less than 22 former NFL head coaches who were in that season now functioning as assistant coaches. Leadership is not one-directional, and it's no solo affair. So whom can you help to lead with their best self?